Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who CantCon, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
We got last left our intrepid dragons. There's a giant recorder in the middle of the battle map. Never mind, let me move that.
Yeah.
And you guys encounter a giant recorder. Roll initiative.
What the hell is that?
I push this button.
I press the button.
Unfortunately, that was the erase button, so the game just got deleted.
Oh. Where we last left our intrepid heroes.
Okay. You guys were about to stage an assault on the Drow who had kidnapped your brother and your guys' buddy on the Isle of basically Screaming Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys made a
Isle of Screaming Monkeys.
Quick pact with the Alpha Gorilla, who was huge, quite literally. And they were going to attack at the same time as you guys.
Strength in numbers!
This reminds me of the new King Kong movie where he fights a T-Rex.
We have one.
Yeah. And he's the same size as the dragon, man.
Yep.
Okay, so they'll be locked in epic combat for the rest of the battle.
Oh, King Kong
killed
that T-Rex, please.
Alright, so,
Yeah, I snapped his jaw.
This is the sorceress's cold one.
That's a
giant cold one.
So you guys can peep from this distance their general layout.
Which direction are we, or can we choose?
You fly.
Okay, we can choose. Which way are the monkeys coming in?
The opposite way of you.
Okay, sounds like a sound tactical plan.
We're going to sound
flank! Flank! Are any of the monkeys wearing wings?
No.
Do any of them have catapults full of poop?
We could maybe probably quickly build a catapult and they can poop on it.
If nice.
You're really intent on that.
Hey, all I know is monkeys poop and then throw it. I figure it's a signature move. You can't, you know, go an entire session without their signature move.
Wow, they have like well under guard there.
We can try coming from this corner. It seems to have the less eyes.
Yes.
Because he's going to be facing this way, this guy's also facing the way, he's facing that way. And there's no one actually right here.
Yeah. We come from this corner.
It'd be less likely chance of being seen.
Yeah.
By numbers.
Yeah. How ruinous are these ruins? Are they like...
They are ruinous.
I mean, like, is it kind of like this, where there's...
Sure,
there's...
I paid good money for this thing, so yes.
So there are actually, like, windows and stuff?
It yes. looks exactly like the model.
Because I paid $35 for this thing.
Okay.
So yeah, if we can try and sneak up to at least this wall.
Yeah. Well, if we can actually sneak enough, I would kind of like to come in.
Okay, you two sneaky people can go up there. Yes. I'll be behind the wall.
I can sneak.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
And
so
I think
so then the monkey should come from over here.
I think the monkey should come.
They don't care what you think.
Well, I...
They're doing whatever the crap they want to,
yeah,
based on where we are.
They do what the alpha says.
I suggest to the alpha that he comes from that way.
He doesn't care what you say.
The alpha throws poop in your face.
I suggested to him anyway.
I strongly doubt he understands you, but he might.
What? Why don't we speak to him? Forget.
I spoke.
She
animal.
Speaks to animals.
Oh. Interesting.
I said, I spoke animal to him.
Can you speak animal?
No, I cannot.
There you go.
Ooh, ooga, ooga.
You tell him that his hat looks funny. He punches you in the face.
Does this green line exist?
Yes. Okay. That's just rubble.
Oh, okay. Difficult terrain.
Let's see, would it be under 8 or
below? Are these like 3 feet tall or something?
Yes.
Walls, something like that.
Just high walls.
No, now they're 12 feet. Go 25 feet. I fly.
I grab onto the wall.
Okay.
You see the god. Ah.
Cool.
He goes back down.
So.
Hold on for dear life.
Go ahead and give me initiative checks and move the 3 minis over on that.
Oh, crap. I failed to mention that I still can't find my dice. Sorry, guys.
Sure.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, we're not going to go very fast.
Nope.
Yours isn't terrible. You rolled a 13.
No, I didn't. I rolled a 5.
Ah, okay. Me too.
If I was a dishonest person.
Okay.
Total of 7.
Ryan?
7.
Jessica?
8.
You're so fast.
Let's do. Let's go. Roll off.
Oh.
I win.
Yeah, you do. Right, I will need my dice back now.
So I go on 7 up.
The normal gorillas go on 22. The alpha goes on 15.
That's all right.
The drow go on 11.
Yeah.
Mistress that is over there goes on 7.
Don't we get a surprise round?
What's her bonus to initiative?
4.
She goes on 7 up. Or I guess 7 up. I go on 7, and then Jay goes on 7 down.
Okay, so she's 7 up. Got it.
But I like mug root beer better.
Well, you guys will get to make your sneak checks.
I would love to make a sneak check.
Same number.
Okay. Oh. Stealth.
Yes.
20.
Twenty-3.
You have a better bonus.
I get a 9.
Dragons!
No, dragon.
No. Dragons!
Oh, so they see them too?
They can spot a 23, apparently.
Because, you know, they're elves, they have bonuses to sight, and they actually put ranks in it. How dare they?
Dude, they're drow. They should be blinded right now.
Yeah, I want my green bag.
Right.
You only used 2 bennies? No.
One.
Andre made Dennis with me. Never mind.
I didn't roll anything. Oh, okay. Thank you for pulling that out. Alright, hoo hoo gorillas.
You make them sneak?
No, they charge. Biff through the wall. Nice. That's awesome.
You can go up.
You can go through.
Okay.
He tries to get through there. Okay.
Unsuccessfully.
Yeah, he's hard.
Alright, so I have two hoo-hoos on that poor draw right there. They will go ahead and attempt to bite him with their hoo-hoo jaws. They will nom on his armor.
Nom.
There's
nom,
no one nom, there. Nom, there's one nom, guy there.
There's one here. It's okay. Penis hat.
Alright, well, he will land a solid bow and do triple damage.
Yeah.
Do triple damage.
Through the wall. Wow.
He may not be there after this.
How very average of me.
11.
11 plus 12 is 23.
Somewhat better than ah!
Ah! The elf screams like a dainty woman.
Somewhat better than your.
She also happens to be a dainty woman.
No, this is the albino.
Oh. You mean there actually is an albino drow?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Wow. Nice.
This one swings and misses at him. He just climbed up this tree. He's attacking and misses. Alright, so that's the hoo-hoo turn. They go from hoo-hoo to the alpha.
As they're causing chaos, he goes...
He beats his chest and bellows out loud.
Yeah.
He hits.
Reminds me of Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
And he will do 19 with his bite. Arr, as he begins mauling this poor guy out here.
Oh god! Oh god! Help!
How did we not see this coming? Alright, we then go from 15 down to 11, the drow. They react, as you might imagine.
No. They just stand.
Are you sure it was dragons? They look more like apes.
Dragons! All those ones are like, dragons! What's that noise?
What the? Oh, crap.
We're being surrounded.
They came from behind.
Oh my gosh. I just watched Star Wars A New Hope, and I'm pretty sure that came from the movie. I did not realize that until I watched the movie again. I was like, yeah. There's no way that World of War, or that Warcraft could have invented that and then retroactively brought it back in time.
The fact that you would even consider that possibility is...
The fact that World of Warcraft would come up with something new and original. Seriously.
Okay.
Alright. 1, 2, 3, 4 crossbow shots at you guys.
At least they don't dump that. Unless they have repeater handles.
They do.
Alright then.
Hit you too.
Okay.
I hit you too. And I do 2 and 7.
That's appropriate.
Okay. That guy moved.
I have a pencil.
Those two.
I got my own today.
They are now in a flanking position. One hit. No, wait, 7. Oh, never mind, these are gorillas. These guys are really easy to hit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They stab them with their drow longsword and they begin shanking him profusely.
Shank, shank. Shank, shank. Shank, shank. Shank, shank.
Shank your booty.
Shank your booty. Da-da-da-da-da. Shank your. Swipe your credit card.
Alright, So that will be 20 on this hoo-hoo. The monkey howls in pain. In pain!
He came from behind.
Okay. Then these two are just killing that guy right there. One hit. Not in a flanking position, so 8 on that hoo-hoo. I will, yeah. As the drow begin to fight back, no!
They're not allowed to fight back.
That's right, the drow is supposed to bend over and take it.
That's right.
These are giant monkeys, damn it. They're far cooler than drow could ever be.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna have one guy right there. Hits. That's 7. This one over here swings, hits, does 7. Okay. That was their lovely turn. Then we go to 8, first of the dragons. Jessica.
No, I have to go first.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you rolled 1 higher than the rest of us.
I rolled 2 higher.
Well, 1 higher as in the initiative.
Now you're facing that. Checks a thing of poo.
So they'll fly up here and then I'll jump down here.
Okay.
Trying to knock them from their ruinous perches.
I was just biting them.
Oh, okay. Nice. That works too.
Yes, it's all of them, isn't it?
You can pick one. Evie.
Stop licking the chair.
It's not going to love you the way you're doing
it. I'll do knockback because it's convenient.
That is convenient. That was a well-drawn card.
Yes.
That it was.
Do I add my strength twice too?
Yes.
20.
Whack.
4 squares.
Go ahead and roll 2d6. Oh, hold on. That's a reaction. Okay, roll 1d6.
6.
Okay, so she's up to 26.
Fathud.
Ow! That hurt. Alright.
I bit and threw her.
Like a dog, you shake. Alright, the mistress. Let's see.
At least these guys can't shoot me from where they currently are.
Oh, they're 4. That person just went flying that way. She's confident he can take care of that hoo-hoo. That hoo-hoo's dead. That guy can... Okay. The dragon is the real challenge. Foolish bronze dragon. You will die here. What's your touch armor class?
12.
She will spend 1 of her bennies to re-roll that 3. There we go. Scorching Ray. That's right, she's not actually a cleric. 13, 15, 25, 26 total.
Turn into a laser chicken.
I don't think I've ever heard that reference.
It's from World of Warcraft.
So okay. The small twins.
So the guy, or whatever, the dragon green one is coming along?
He hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, she's the one who rolled 7. Okay, gotcha. I'm figuring.
He's still a wormling. Just, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah, give him a break.
Ooh, 64. Wow, that's
these are for the smaller type gorillas. They're only large. Give me a fly check, since you were flying through a tiny hole.
Theoretically, ending up there.
Give me a fly check.
Yes. This is actually not very nice to me, so... Go with this one. Of course.
It looks like the dragon may have accidentally smacked into the side of a wall.
Let's try not to smack inside of the wall.
Do your bonus
apply. That's better. 19.
You are off by one, sir.
Really?
You're off by one, sir.
Is roll an 18 or better?
Yeah.
Do you only have a plus 2?
Yeah.
How do you only have a plus 2?
I assist!
you have
plus 1 from size, plus 2 from
dex. Oh, I get 1 from size?
And you put no points in fly?
Yeah.
You are a
Well, if I get plus 1 for my size, then I get a 20.
Okay. So you barely slip through. If you were any bigger, you would have slammed into the wall. Okay.
Cool.
One attack.
Cool, I get my attack.
Yes.
Ow! I was bit by a dragon right here. Can I get workman's comp?
Okay. The lesser 7.
Okay. What I would like to do is to fly in here, like, swoop through this little area right here, and then slow breath these guys come around and perch right there.
Okay, I'm gonna fly check.
Oh, that's dumb. Hang on, let me see how much my fly is. Just a second. Fly is 12 plus 2, it's 14, plus 4 is 18.
So you could just avoid going through the ruin.
Can I slow breath them as I'm going by? I've got flyby attack.
You would be coning down so you don't get like these 3.
If I succeed in my fly check, can I get all 4 of them?
Let's see, how big's your breath?
20 feet.
Fine. You get these 3, or you're only going to get one of these 2 guys.
Either way.
Or okay. You could be able to slide back and get these 3.
Then screw my Benny, give it back. I don't mean. Give me a different Benny, that's disgusting. That's freaking disgusting. So, anyway, I fly and I cone down these 3 guys.
Okay.
Perch up there.
Okay, so the mistress will dodge easily out of the way. What's its DC?
The acid breath is 16.
Okay, so it's 16.
Slow breath is the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Ah, jeez. All right, well, there you go.
Okay, those two are slowed as they're like... and she's like... That one's gaseous. Alright, top of the round, hoo-hoo gorillas. This hoo-hoo gorilla can take anything! Lock a light on the one inside. He will eat the tasty morsel. Okay, so one claw hit.
He will grab at the tasty morsel.
And do 6. Alright. Apparently that guy's just extra dodgy. This guy doesn't make it through this turn.
You are excused.
He is fighting there, so I'll give him a claw and a bite.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh, I left my soda over there.
Ah!
You're supposed to be graceful monkeys! What are you doing?
He bites that one for 5.
Monkey's doing great.
At least they're flanking. My foe. Hello?
This hoo-hoo is going to attempt to eat him. I'll actually hit three times.
Claw, claw, and bite.
Well, that's 18. So far, the most damage the Hookers have done anyway. They can have a damage counter? No, he does not. So he is at 18.
Is that drow actually at 69?
No, he's at 29.
Okay.
The hoo-hoo, when he fell down, probably.
Yeah, it was the hoo-hoo. And then this ruffles up. Two claws. And a bite. Just from different people. See, that's... 7 plus 12 is 19. He's up to 38 now. Ah! My lady! I am dying! Good! Better you than me! The alpha. Goodbye, little minion.
Yes, goodbye.
Wow. Apparently he rips his hamstring out and eats it.
Hamstrings are awfully stringy, though.
Apparently he's okay with it.
Okay.
It's like a noodle.
Drow! 11, the drow. Right. One hit on the hoo-hoo. That's all I may need.
You sneak attack.
Ooh. Yep, they're actually fighter rogues.
The thug.
Cool.
Yes, the drow. They're sneaky. Alright. Then these two will go ahead and stab this one in the face. Although he doesn't actually have any penalties for climbing, because, well, he's a hoo-hoo gorilla. 14 more onto him. Ooh! 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 Monkey's sad. Shankopotamus. He does three. It's your turn.
What does my brother look like then? Currently. Like, is he
tired? Oh, he is terribly beaten and bound.
I'm probably unconscious still.
Drugged.
Oh, drugged. Oh, yes.
Okay.
By the way, you're doing flanked.
I know. Well, not yet, because he can attack.
That was a move, dude.
Yeah. And he's slow.
Oh, that's true.
So he's not flanking me currently.
That won't matter. That'll miss. Let's see. She got knocked off the edge. What's your intelligence, lady? Yeah, okay.
She jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
She shoots you once.
No, she doesn't. He's not with that.
Her thumb gets jammed in the mechanism and she takes 3 points of damage.
Suck.
Owie. Apparently she was trying to shoot her while she was falling.
That painful to the thumb. Thinking about that.
Okay. And that is all of my drow. Jessica, on your mighty, mighty eight. One hoo-hoo has fallen.
Four hoo-hoo.
You rolled for that. Thing, right?
Yes.
Two. Okay.
Three. I did 3 points of damage and then she just tumbled over here.
Okay. Watch her be a monk sorcerer.
Ew! My nose! Why always the nose?
And shocking punch!
Oh, shocking punch is mad for me.
Alright, fine. Cool touch punch!
Fire punch?
Yeah,
Falcon punch! She's a ranger monk. You strap a falcon to your arm and punch as it pets you in the eye.
Or you can do the Ganon equivalent, which just goes.
The Gerudo punch.
It's called a warlock punch, actually.
Oh, no, yes, you're correct. A Gerudo kick is the one.
Let's do that.
Which is funny because that's like not intimidating at all. It's his
yes.
race.
Okay.
Haha, human kick!
It's the type of kick that the humans use.
She takes seven?
That's right. Kind of like the roundhouse kick is the type of kick that the roundhouse use.
Yes.
Little dragon, I see you're giving me love bites.
Nom, 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 nom.
Fools, protect me!
Okay, so this makes this an 8, and this is 6.
Acrobatics is tumble now, right?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes, we don't get it as a skill.
Yeah.
Dragons are not terribly tumbly.
No.
Though I think that would be awesome to have a dragon rogue. Thanks for this claws.
You take 34 points of damage as two more scorching rays slam into you.
Hit my touch?
Yes, I did.
He added some AC to it.
Oh, what is it then?
Well, let's see. That adds and makes it 17.
Yes, I still did.
You said how much?
34.
Okay, so I'm at 67.
Ha ha ha. You are no match for my magics. Alright, Ryan.
Well, then that. If only I had spell resistance.
If only, huh? Well, you know what I have to say about that? Grow up.
That's hilarious.
Oh, damn it. What the fuck? 17... 19... And... Less 16. 16 is my lowest.
16 won't hit.
17?
17 won't hit.
18?
18 will hit.
I'm sorry, it's a 19.
Then that won't hit. Their AC is 18, you need to get an 18.
Gah.
5.
Love bites.
That's a claw.
Okay, love scratches. The other 7.
Okay, if I flew down and attached myself to the back of her head,
okay, you'd be.
Would that be considered flanking?
No, that'd be considered a grapple.
No, you'd be in a grapple, and then I'd have a 50% chance of hitting you and her.
Yeah, would it be flanking if I just land behind her?
Yes. You have to actually bite her or do something aggressive.
Yes, you have to actually attack her.
What if I land behind her and trip her?
Yes.
Does slow remove AC at all?
Yes. 1.
I did roll a 17.
Deal with it later.
Did she move away, Chief 3-5?
Chief
3-5. She used the... no, the AC is 20 anyway. Sorry.
Oh.
So 19.
Okay, well then my one hit still hit.
Sorry, forgot about that.
Okay. Ludicrous speed! Ha-ha! I punch both her kneecaps.
Okay, go ahead and give me a CMB versus her CMD.
Trying to trip.
Mm-hmm.
She gets an attack on a tuning unless you have the feet.
Do I have a feet trip?
Improved trip.
Ooh, what if I just use grease? Is that an aggressive attack?
No, that's a spell.
Alright, fine, then I guess it's a trip.
And she'd still get an attack of opportunity from...
Whatever. Ooh! Ooh! How about 26?
Ah!
Forward! Ha ha! Have a nice trip! See you next fall!
Oh, God.
I'm a copper! I can do that!
Apparently one of the monkeys bit this guy on... bit him in the thinky bits.
poor dry.
He's up to 26.
Does he take intelligence damage? From
yes, he takes one. Because he got bit in his thinky bits.
I set you up nice.
And that'll be easier to hear.
Yes.
You mean move up to the ground.
She's
and rip
prone
her apart.
And flanked.
Okay. The little glass cannon is going to be eaten alive. All right. Hoo-hoo. Uh-oh! Uh-oh! Ha! He bites, but then he slips. He will take 8, which puts him at 0 hit points.
Oh, no!
What'd he do with his bite?
Oh. 8. One of them is now at 8.
He dished out 8 and took it.
And then one hit from behind.
What would be totally hilarious is if he didn't actually bite the dude, but he like dragged him off of the building.
Yeah,
and he fell down with him.
That would have been hilarious, but
apparently this guy is confused and he is dazed for 2 rounds.
Who's that?
This one will turn around and eat this one. Wait, what? He's confused for 1 round.
They're all confused.
That's strange.
But that is 12 to her. She's up to 38. And that is all my hoo-hoos. Next we go to Biggin. Hits. He does 13 to this guy.
Oh. He does 13 to the sky?
Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Okay. 11, the drow. He's going to get the flock out of there. No, he's not. That's 3 attacks for opportunity. 1 hit from the boss. That's all I need. Nom 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 nom. I'll make him do an acrobatics check, otherwise that'll be his fate. No, he's fine. Wherever he is, he's flanking. 2 hits. I'm missing a d6 somewhere. Oh, there. This plus 4. 10.
Ooh.
Okay, yes, he'll just take the guy with him.
Okay.
And then he'll take 2d6 for having a gorilla fall on him.
Ooh.
That will be 12 plus 8, he's at 27.
Ow.
Took each other out. Wow. At least they got to be with each other in death.
Okay, then this drow's gonna shank him while he's stuck there. He will do 5 to this hoo-hoo. Two hits on this guy.
How long does your slow last?
Alright. 12.
Apparently the entire battle. I have no clue.
D6 plus your age category, so 2.
rounds. Eight rounds.
So seven now.
Okay, so 12, 19, 20. Yeah, that's enough to finish him anyway.
Dang.
The monkeys are going down! Alright. Now, over here. The non-slowed guy. He tumbles. And succeeds. Shank, shank, shank. Shank, shank, shank. One hit. Doing 10. This one shoots you. After she pulls her thumb out of the mechanism. What's your armor class? Ridiculous. 25.
21. Yeah. It's not against range.
Oh, that's right. That will actually hit then. 6. And that's all my drow. You then go down to 8, Jessica. Eat the mistress. Goodbye, little mage. Goodbye. You are flanked and prone. Oh, jeez.
Those is a 17.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, she's taking 6 away from her AC. Yeah. She's prone and flanked. Wow.
I thought she had a decent AC until...
until Jay came along and tripped her.
Thanks.
I give her a high five.
Oh my god, I met this furry in World of Warcraft last night. It was just like...
She's dead.
Tail high five. It was like... It was
oh, go to hell. Stupid furry. Ryan.
Holy shit.
They're okay.
Okay.
Because their leadership's 8 because they're dark elves.
That's a little better. Actually,
they get +1 because they're no longer afraid of their sorcerers.
If their AC is 20, I hit 3 times.
Then I believe you'll hit 3 times.
Sweet.
Not much I can do about it. No, now their AC is 40. Because there's 2 of them, so 20 plus 20 is 40.
Can I borrow 6 from someone?
Okay. You're, I assume you're biting the one who's already taken 9.
Yeah. The one that is not slow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one is 11. And those two together are 12. So, 23.
So, 32.
Thank you.
Oh, sir. Okay.
There's now a ripped apart drow sorceress in front of you.
Woo! I pick up one of the fingers.
It's bony. And now that you've actually got a good bite on it, it's actually very cold.
And nail polish.
Okay. It tastes a lot like, ice cream.
Okay, that's good. Free 5, claw bite.
Okay.
It's always nice. You have one right here if you need it.
Oh, by the way, there's one. There's, wait.
It goes up
there's
around.
Two. Yeah, there you go. Yes, thank you. Oh, that's damage, my bad.
You're claw club biting. You need 3
damage. Yes, I know. I know.
How would you like to hit first?
I know. I'm getting it ready. Don't worry about it. Bite. Okay. I'm going to say the bite hit. That's 28.
Yeah.
14 plus 8.
Yes.
22.
Okay, and then 9 plus 8.
No.
17, no.
Okay, so I get a claw and a bite. Plus 5, so 10.
Eh.
He cringes. Okay. Go, Jay, top of the round, the gorillas.
Oh! Oh, dang it. I wanted to 3-5.
Oh, oh, oops.
Oh, oh. Now they're gonna get a flank on me.
That's all my gorillas.
I'm sorry, dude. That's okay, because she can come in behind and get a flank on them.
If he's alive next turn.
Two hits that do 11 on this chick.
Ow! Ow!
It does.
Thank you!
Alright, then we go from the hoo-hoo gorillas to Biggin.
Just following his guards around.
He does 15 the bite.
29.
You guys see this monstrous gorilla. Notice that his head is actually at the same level as these. Alright. That was the boss, the drow. She just Ezio'd his ass.
She what?
She Ezio'd his...
She ran up over here, jumped off, flew down, stabbed, and then it's like landing on his body like...
Ah. What's the reference from?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay.
Stupid smarty pants elves.
What, Tracy?
Yeah, you do get bonuses to intelligence.
Yeah.
What, Tracy?
Me?
Yes, you.
Me, Jay.
What's your AC?
I was like, you're not gonna die first.
Hotshot!
It's a weapon that you can
press
the field.
AC's 23.
Two hits. Of course I'm a jerk. My job, dude. I've gotten so used to being called a jerk.
Or an asshole.
Or a douche.
Whenever I run a campaign, I'm usually the butt end of all the jokes. Comes with being GM. Alright, that's a lot of threes. So there's 12, 18, 19, 23.
Crap!
I can do your two attacks. Slow just means one action and one less AC. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
I think movement is slow.
Yeah, that comes with the one action.
Yeah.
23 is my AC.
So as they stab, your brother feebly reaches out and bats away their blade. Because that's the only reason I can explain why they missed that hard. No, stop it. As he's feebly swinging at them. 6. Okay. Stabs him, and that will come in later.
Stabs him in the eye?
No. Apparently his blade is particularly dirty and he now has an infection. That's 10. Okay. And she does not tumble.
Oh no.
She's dead. Or one.
Okay, so he bites his tongue really hard, and you see the tip of it kind of flop out of his mouth.
Oh.
And he's like,
the boss or one of the normal?
One of the normal guys.
Oh, okay, I was like, the boss, that bad.
Eats him anyway.
No, that was
the big guy, yeah.
The Afridi's missing a tongue.
Yeah, and he will continue to bleed 1 point of strength until he passes out.
Oh, I don't have any healing thingies.
Okay.
Or restoration thingies.
And that is
potions?
All my...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. One dark elf.
Liquid things.
Surprisingly, he actually gets the DC 20.
You have two underneath here.
No, he went.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, this one didn't. Hold on.
Yeah, by now.
Yeah, by now.
She was hurt. I don't know where her thing went, though.
Doesn't matter.
Running away.
Oh, yeah.
The albino wants to live to fight another day.
Okay.
Oh my, wow.
Yay.
Okay.
That was a claw, by the way.
How much gear do you have?
Gear?
Yeah.
Two.
Backpacks or anything? Okay. And I'll go ahead and go with melee because it makes more sense.
I probably have, like, a bag.
Alright. You are sickened for one round because as you swing, you slip on the sorceress's blood and spin.
Ooh.
You're like, oh. Because you're no fun. She dies. She has 2 hit points. Alright. Ryan.
Let's see. How is he looking?
He's looking sexy.
Sexy?
Sexy. You can't stand sexy. Kill it.
Not at all. That one actually misses. But the 2 claws will hit.
Yes, I'm hoping a 5 will miss.
Well, it's plus 13.
Still miss, yeah.
Just barely. Plus 8. 9 plus 8 is 15.
17?
No.
You don't need a free 5 anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wasn't bothering to, because I think I
can. Alright, Jay.
Claw, claw, bite.
Okay. Rawr, 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 rawr. Fight. Nom nom nom, delicious dark elf.
Wow, I got like...
Oh, Benny! Jeez!
You get 1.
The carnival elf.
You get to Benny 1 roll, not all of them.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, so the bite succeeds.
Alright, you bite it.
Ah!
Dun, 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 dun.
Plus 3. 12. 11.
My bad.
39.
One hit point.
Yep. If one of those claws had succeeded, I would have killed that guy.
Throw a rock at him.
The gorillas.
I spit the finger that I bit off. Pokes him in the eye.
Ow! Ow!
Poor guy.
The guy's just been trying to take pot shots and failing.
Miss and a miss. 3 hits, actually. Nope. Never mind. No hits. Because there are 20.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh.
The boss, however.
Great, yep, he's within range for his bite. Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
He's gotta be, like, gorged at this point.
Getting full. Alright, the drow.
Two drows escape.
Oh, jeez.
There's 3.
Ha! He reaches for... He's reaching to stab the monkey, who grabs his hand, turns his blade around, shanks him with it. Six plus 4 is 10. That guy's not taking any damage yet.
Nope. So he takes 10.
Ah! This guy succeeds on his double check. Then move. 3, 4, 5, 6. That guy's gonna attempt to jump through the window! Succeeds!
Attack opportunity?
Maybe. his tumble check.
Oh, it's a tumble. Oh, I guess it is acrobatics now.
And that's all my drow. All right, Jessica.
Well, what happened to the one guy that I was fighting? Oh, took off?
Yeah, he's running.
Hell yeah!
Chase him down if you want.
I'll start.
One hit point left, okay. Are you kidding me? I'm going to take that guy down.
All right, you begin going over to the cage and attempting to open it. Ryan.
I assist opening the cage.
Okay, you assist opening the cage. Jay.
Well, as much as I want to kill that guy.
There's this one here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it won't matter here in a second.
I know. All right, well, if it's not going to matter here in a second, I'm going to go after that guy. You! Claw.
Bite,
whatever. Just bite.
Arr.
And I'll make it a flyby attack, too.
Nope.
Oh, I have to... Ha-ha! 25.
You hit. You eat.
Die, sucker!
Good job. You have a point.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay, I only have one as well.
All right, top of the round.
You got the sorceress.
Well, so far the monkey's winning.
yeah, no jokes.
Okay, these two from behind.
Okay, come behind.
Okay, he rips off his ear.
Mike Tyson.
Well, it's fitting for a monkey.
So.
Okay, and then claw bite. Since now they're flanking, none of those hits. Okay, he takes plus 8. That's 15, so it's up to 25. Boss comes up from behind.
Does he hit? No. What does boss do? Does boss
He walks up, and as he's walking through the room, he goes, whack! All right.
That drow still lives.
That drow still lives, and it's his turn. He succeeds his double check.
Fuck this!
That's 25 hit points. All right. Jessica's undoing it. Ryan's undoing it. Jay?
I fly up to that drow that's trying to escape and brizzat him with my acid. Blech!
He dodges out of the way.
Ah! Oh!
They are rogues, dude.
It's worth a shot.
He was stuck in it.
Very appropriate. Ooh-hoo. Okay, so that's 3 hits. Plus 12. It doesn't matter. It's enough to finish him. Nom, nom, nom.
Here I tried.
The monkey! Stops his bleeding.
Do you want to take care of this drow, or are we just considering him gone?
He runs like hell.
I fly over to the
thing. Now that you actually are looking at the drow sorcerer, she's actually melting.
Oh,
like,
good.
Like ice melting.
I try to grab all of her stuff off of her before she melts away.
Oh, that's fine. Her equipment's still there.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
She's just made out of ice.
Okay. Awesome. I start trying on her clothes.
I bet you start licking it because you're thirsty.
So, your brother's, of course, like, oh.
We eventually get
brother. Mm-hmm. Hi, I saved you. Haha.
Brat.
Do any of the drow have a key on them?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Then I will use it.
I'm sitting there nomming on it. Hey!
The egg walks around and kind of goes, hoo! We are supreme! Hoo! Take this. takes her staff.
No
trophy. So now he's got a mace and a staff.
Ooh. It's good monkey.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not eat you. Very full. Ooh.
Bread.
We think there's a green as well coming along to buy you.
No, they're here to buy. Oh, you're talking to your brother?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't talk to the monkey. I can't talk to them.
Actually, he's got an intelligence of 4, remember?
Does he understand Draconic?
No. let's get out of here, please.
I'll carry him.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm not gonna.
But between the three of you, you guys kind of pick him up and kind of drag him along as you guys kind of.
I've got his tail.
All right. Well, congrats. Yeah,
salvage whatever was on the sorceress, of course.
Okay.
And the guy
on the sorceress, she has a robe made out of course, black spider silk.
Hold on. Oh, have we got a sheet for this?
Yes, we do. That is our loot sheet.
Congratulations, just Jessica. You got effectively 3 points, 1 point, 1 point.
A robe, what? And
a robe made out of black spider silk.
Are you separating them any? No, you're not.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I supposed to?
Yes.
Just so we know where we got it from.
Yes. It's helpful to the GM. Just put it.
No. I have to do this the hard way. Okay. Drow monkey fight. Okay. Robe, black, spider silk. Next.
Glittering silver bracelets.
Okay.
Cloak with a dead spider depicted on it.
I like how it's dead.
Yeah.
Feels kind of curled with it.
Okay.
And she has assorted jewelry.
Okay.
Mostly everyone else's gear is slowly actually kind of disintegrating in the sun.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh. All right. Weird.
That's how drow crap works. It's not made for sunlight.
All right. Sounds good. So I'm sitting there holding... I like the key. I put it around a little ribbon.
I am the gatekeeper. Are you the key master?
Okay.
Sure. I'm the key master. Of course. I have this one key. Key to rule them all. Okay.
Start nomming on it.
All right, so we're taking back to the council before the dragon arrives.
Yes, you guys. You book it out of there.
Fly back to the council.
Thank you, Abes. If you couldn't understand me.
Ooh, ooh. I give him a good ooh, 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 ooh. What did I say?
What was the challenge?
I mean...
When you do this, that means you're throwing dominance.
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad. Does that mean he's ready to eat me now?
Yes, he now has
food. Oh, crap. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I'm arranging my drow.
I got 1 point for the battle.
Yay!
Congrats.
I helped you defeat the sorceress. A little.
Actually, you helped a lot.
Helped up you guys.
She had good AC.
Yeah.
And was an evoker.
Yeah, she definitely searing touched you like 17 times before.
Only twice, but she had like 5 rays.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. You guys are dragons. You can make it up all you want if you go along.
No. None of us are bards. We can't have the... story change 5 times on this.
I can work it into a joke and change it as much as I want. Okay, so you remember one time when she was fighting a drow sorceress and all of a sudden she came out with like 20 bazillion searing rays of light. It was totally awesome. And then all of a sudden the DM corrected her and she was like 2. I remember that time. That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, of course, rescue the brother, and apparent, as you guys are, of course, walking around, Eventually, your sister comes up to you.
Am I still injured?
Yeah. Well, you guys fly back. It takes a little while. But yeah, you're still slightly injured.
Okay.
And she's like, oh.
I had less than 20 hit points.
Oh, you're in trouble.
What?
Oh, Mom's so pissed.
For what?
Ooh, I don't want to be you. And she kind of stalks off. Doing the, like, I know something you don't know kind of.
Tell me! Stop being a brat!
Alright. After you guys get back, your mother, who was worried sick about you, because she didn't know where you were, because you were gone after your mission, grounds you.
Nah.
And the entire time she's scolding you, I'm just behind her mimicking her.
She kicks you. You fly back 8 feet.
Your father, of course, asks you guys to come to his lair, while your mother, of course, wants you to go to her lair.
Right.
But do you want to split it for us? Can you make it on your own?
At this point, the effects of the drugs have largely worn off. Okay. Let me tell you, that he used copious amounts of poison on that dragon's fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like his mom. He doesn't like his dad. No. See, baby bro, I was kidnapped and missing, and Mom and Dad didn't care.
I came and saved you.
I know. I'll go where you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
I will try to explain my mom, but, I need to go save another dragon!
I don't want to hear it!
But he was in dire danger, I had to leave immediately.
You're grounded, wait till your father hears.
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you, but we had to leave immediately!
Dad probably needs help cleaning up.
Okay, so you go over to your father's. Alright. And you, of course, your parents aren't here to pick you up or anything.
I just keep following her mom around going.
We'll, of course, fast forward time. As a decade will stretch on.
Yay! Hallelujah! Where's my pencil?
Which means, of course, all of you age up.
Yay!
And let me go ahead and tell you the equipment you got, because, quite frankly, I figure in 10 years you'll get it identified eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know, I wasn't low enough to keep like, oh yeah!
Do I heal back up to my usual hit points?
Didn't we go there like 10 years ago?
Hey!
Oh, yeah, now I remember!
There's that skeletal fish tank, I'm looking for that thing!
I forgot to feed them, they died.
They're undead!
They're undead fish.
That's right!
Yeah, they actually are skeletal fish.
Okay. So the robe?
Yes.
Someone write this down? Am I writing it down?
I'm writing it down.
Plus 2 deflection.
Nice.
Okay.
It's like a shirt.
The bracers are bracers of armor 3.
Ooh. The silver bracelets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They take up your bracer slot. They're bracers of armor.
Okay.
But they're bracelets.
Right.
Plus 3 armor.
Okay. And then the cloak is of resistance plus 2. And then the jewelry is incredibly gaudy gold and, of course, all in spider iconography?
Yeah.
Iconography.
Iconography. Worth 2,750.
Gold.
You, of course, half that if you're attempting to sell.
Well, it's got a whole bunch of spider iconography. I think that'd be kind of cool to hang around with.
Okay. So, you guys can, of course, figure out how you want to divvy that up. But first, I want to tell you what you guys do when you age up.
What about the other stuff?
Okay.
Let's see. This is the ivory scythe and the paladin breastplate.
+1/+1.
Does the statue do anything?
No, it's just shiny.
Okay. So you got, how much is it worth?
Didn't I say it? It was 750.
Something like that.
It's okay. Just gonna have a list.
And then the painting?
Oh, it was worth 250. He's just nuts.
Jewelry?
Well, it's worth 500.
Okay. So we can just split that, however. And slavers?
Racers of ogre power.
Okay, there's a ring with emerald.
Plus one.
Oh, the fucking?
Yeah.
Okay, the wand.
It actually has cause fear with 24 charges left. Level one, of course.
I have a plus one ghost touched club. It's a table leg I pulled out of your dining room! I'm about to kick you with it!
Plus one.
The dagger?
Plus one.
Leather armor?
For some reason,
plus two shadow lesser.
I painted a bow fool!
That's funny. You could probably, if you got enough, like, plus one potion clubs, then you could have a plus one chair.
Yes, I suppose you could. That's all funny. Right.
So, Ryan. From going to Wyrmling to very young, you get 2d12 hit die.
Okay.
Be sure to record how many dragon hit die you have.
2d12 hit die or hit points?
Hit die. Oh, 2d12.
Wow. I'm now at 10.
Okay, so roll them out.
I need a d12. I hate getting the middle numbers.
That's actually slightly higher than
yeah, that's higher than...
6 and 7 is middle.
Well, whatever. I'll go with mine now.
Okay. Then...
mine.
So gain 20 plus your con.
Twice.
Twice?
Con twice, yes.
Oh.
Okay. But just go ahead and record the 20 hit points for now, because your stats are all going up.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Your base natural... your natural armor increases by 3. Your breath weapon does an additional 2 die damage. So if it's 2d10, it does 4d10.
Sweet.
Okay. Your strength goes up by 4.
22. That's nice.
Your dex goes down by 2.
Down?
Yes. Down.
Sucks.
Your dex goes down as you get bigger.
Mm. Hold on.
Why don't you try to decide where you're going afterwards?
Your con goes up by 2. Your intelligence goes up by 2. Your wisdom goes up by 2. Your charisma goes up by 2. You get 1 feat.
You used to have 2, but now you only have 1. Well, you used to have 4.
Your bite now does a d8. Your claw now does a d6. You now get 2 wing attacks.
Ooh, that's happy.
They do d4s. Your fly speed maneuver ability don't change. Your breath weapon line... do you have a line?
No, I have a...
he has cone.
Cone.
Goes up to 30 feet instead of 20 feet.
Sweet. I thought it was already 30 feet.
Nope, now it's 20.
Okay.
I mean, now it's 30.
Yes.
No, we went down.
What was the DC mod? Like, how did I figure that out?
It's half your dragon hit die plus your con modifier.
Okay, so it changes a lot. Half my dragon hit die is 5. Con modifier is now 4, so 9.
Mm-hmm. And as a gold dragon, the special ability that you gain is you can change shape.
Sweet.
3 times per day as if using polymorph. In addition, you gain Detect Evil at will.
Sweet.
What did you say, polymorph 3 times a day?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any animal or humanoid form. That's it, though.
That's fine.
Alright.
All I want. Why would...
for you two...
I mean, you can't be a monstrous creature.
Yeah, it can't. Display
can't turn into, like, an
orc. For you two.
No, orcs are humanoid.
Okay.
How could they're monstrous?
Humanoid.
You guys?
So I can turn into like gnolls and stuff too?
So. Go up one size category. Oh, you also went up one size category.
Instead of tiny, I'm now small.
No, you are now medium.
I'm now medium.
I guess you were...
Jessica is now large.
Woohoo! Good job.
Fatty is fatty. Fat.
Fatty is as fatty
she
as...
She is now much bigger than you.
Hey, man, I'm medium. That means my voice just cracked.
All right. I also go up to medium.
You guys gain two...
Hey, guys! Check it out! I'm huge!
You guys gain two hit die.
Just two?
Yeah, just like him.
That's what I got.
Wait. Did you have him roll 2d12 hit die?
Yes.
Yeah, so he got two... D12s. Two Whoa. Hit die.
Our hit die is also D12s.
Yes.
You're dragons. It comes
See,
naturally.
Okay. When you said 2D12 hit die, when you had him do it...
That's right. He gained
and
20...
And I clarified with you...
He gains 20 D12 hit die. Yeah, no.
I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. He gains that many?
That's right. He's now medium-sized with 300 hit points.
Hey... I even double checked. I asked you again, and you were like, "Yeah, that's right." And I'm like,
"You were explaining it weird."
Okay.
You were anyway. Talking about it weird.
You guys gain three more base armor.
Where do you put the base?
Natural armor.
Okay, so instead of 7, it's now 10. Instead of 23, it's now 26.
Okay. You guys gain two more. Dice on your breath weapon.
Ooh. Two more dice.
Okay. Your guys' strength goes up by 4. Yes. And your con goes up by 2.
Strength by 4.
Oh.
Con by 2.
Did I gain any skill points?
6 plus your intelligence modifier. And you have two of them.
Two times.
All right, Jay.
Yes.
Your bite goes up by 1 die.
So instead of 1d8, it's 2d8?
No.
Now it's a d10.
Now it's a d10.
Hmm? Oh.
So here is us now.
Okay.
Your claw goes up by 1 die.
So instead of a d6, it's a d8?
Did you take improved weapon?
I did.
Okay. And you now have 2 wings at 1d4.
Yay!
Your line now goes 60 feet.
Hang on, I gotta put the...
You're slow and fat.
Dude, she's fat.
No, she's large.
I'm just lazy.
We only get bonus to the strength and power.
Okay,
yes,
so okay. I got a wing attack, which is blood.
On the plus side, your dexterity didn't go down.
Yes, damage was 2d4. What's the attack bonus on the wing?
It's 1d4. You have two
of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have to swing with each.
I didn't...
It's the same as your claws and everything.
Oh very still, well.
Even though I now size kind of even bigger?
This is what they give me.
Okay. What's the attack bonus on the wings?
Same as everything else.
Because well, I have
base, base attack plus strength.
Because the attack bonus on my bite is plus 10, and the claws are plus 8.
That's because you use them all
oh,
attack.
Oh, yeah. So they'll be the same as claws.
Yeah.
Okay, so plus 8.
Except well, now that your base attack and strength has gone up, those will also go up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just refigure that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. After the wing attacks, what was next?
After what?
The wing attacks.
Your breath weapon is now 60 feet.
We get one base attack for a hit die.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your base attack should be something like 10.
How about my cone?
Mm-hmm. Is now 30. Jessica has a ton of hit die.
Okay.
And your special ability as a copper, it should be more than 10. Bronze. Nope, you're right, it's 10. Okay. As a copper, you gain uncanny dodge.
Nice!
And you now get to take your first level in either sorcerer, cleric, or fighter.
Sorcerer!
I like how you got uncanny dodge after we fought the rogues.
Nah.
I didn't even intend it that time, but somehow
I learned how to do the rogue thing with...
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You did it afterwards.
All right.
That's right.
Now, Jessica.
Sat there
once. Since you are now large, Your flight speed is 200 feet.
Okay.
But your maneuverability is poor.
How old are we, young?
Yeah, you're young.
Okay.
Your bite now does 2d6, or increases by one die. Because it was 1d8 anyway, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Your claw now does 1d8. But since you already have 1d10, it's 2d6. Because I'm following the little chart they have in here.
Where do you put the class?
Your, same thing as dragon. Same line. Your wings now do 1d6.
Okay. 58?
No, just 1d6.
Oh, yeah. Because
you
advanced
your
claw. I didn't
prove
that, yeah. Sorry.
And now, you gain a tail slap. It must be used against someone behind you. That does 1d8.
Ray, I'm 14 now.
Your line goes 80 feet.
Okay.
Your cone goes 40 feet. And as a bronze dragon, you now get the ability to change shape. You can take any animal or humanoid form 3 times per day, as if using polymorph. And you get to take your first level in whatever.
Cool.
Okay.
When do we get spell assistance?
Next age.
Okay.
No. 2 age categories from now.
Okay.
What were my options? Sorcerer, fighter, and what?
Cleric.
Yeah, screw that. Sorcerer.
Okay. Now, just to let you guys know.
Oh, did my fly speed or land speed increase?
It did not.
Oh.
All right. Just so we're all on the same page, your guys' base attack is your hit die.
Mm-hmm.
So all of your attacks and whatnot will go up appropriately.
Okay.
Since your strength also went up, I'll leave that for you people to figure out.
Okay.
Do I just get +1 for size bonuses?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
I think it's actually a -1 to hit.
I have minuses when I was small.
I'm talking about to hit, not CMB or CMD.
Okay, now you're just confusing me.
Are you ready to play that 16?
You want me to stop talking?
Go ahead, pierce my tongue.
I will.
Yeah.
I got pencil.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the wings are times 2.
Yes, everything. All
natural
weapons
are times 2.
Everything
is times 2. Okay, my strength is now 22.
Some of you may have gained feats as appropriate. It happens every odd level, so.
Okay, so we each get 1 foot.
Yeah, you get 1 feat.
Okay.
If I had my pencil that I brought specifically so I could use it.
But Ryan's using it right now. Okay. And let me go ahead and pass out the Pathfinder book.
Do we get a ability upgrade? Or no?
From 8 to 10, no.
Okay.
What about from 7 to 9?
Yes, you do.
What is the ability upgrade?
You get to spend 1 point on your stats.
Yes.
So, like, if your dex is a 17, you can put it up to a
9. Ooh, I like that!
You get 1. Alright, Jessica, since you have your pencil, you get a bonus feat. From the fighter list. Okay.
Just the fighter list?
Just the fighter list.
Okay.
You want the feat section now or later?
A bit later, whatever.
Okay.
So I get a feat. Just one, right? Not 2?
Just 1 bonus feat.
Okay. You said if you get 1, then you went, since you have your pencil, you get 1. So I was confused.
Yeah.
You get 1 bonus feat for being a fighter, and then you get 1 for going up.
Okay, so yes, 2.
Okay. 1 of which is a fighter feat.
That's fine.
Jay?
I'm talking to you. Obviously, just making your day worse.
You know 4 0 level spells. I think you actually can record this on your secondary sheet.
Okay.
And
do I have to choose which ones I know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to pick 4 of them.
Okay.
And you know 2 first level spells.
Awesome.
What's your charisma modifier?
I was going to ask you about that. You said that my charisma went up by 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the strength went up by...
No, your charisma didn't go up at all.
What went up?
Strength and con.
Oh, con went up. Okay, well then con is now 18. Charisma is still 14. If I put my bonus ability score into charisma and made it a 15, it would still only give me a...
Plus 2. But... when you got to 12, you can put your other point in there.
And then... it's gonna be a
6. Yeah, it'd go up, whatever the hell it is.
So just help me out.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, if I put it into strength, it would give me a total of a +4, because that'd be a 20.
Mm-hmm. But right now, honestly, you're focusing on sorcerer.
Right, exactly. So I'm gonna go ahead and put it in charisma. So that leaves my bonus at +2 for charisma. Okay.
Okay. And you can cast 3. Of your first level spells. You can cast 3 plus 1 for your personal modifier. So 4 per day.
Okay, so I have 2 first level spells.
You know 2, but you can cast them 4 times.
I can cast any spell.
Of those 2.
You can cast those 2 spells 4 times.
I can cast a first level spell 4 times, regardless of whichever one it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. In addition, since you have the Draconic Bloodline...
How many times can I cast a zero-level spell?
Any. Infinite.
Okay. So they have the Draconic Bloodline because I'm a dragon.
I need to fix that. I'll work on it later.
What do you
think? Because... if I give you the Draconic Bloodline, you start getting breath weapons and claws and bonuses to...
things that I already have?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll work on it a bit later.
Okay. Ooh. Can I get some runes?
Maybe.
Okay.
If you're really nice to me.
Yay!
Okay.
So, I get 1 feat...
Yes.
Is that a line?
It's a whatever feat.
It's a whatever feat. Okay.
Okay, but if you will be so kind as to quickly pick out your spells, because you have to pick out a total of 6 of them, so it won't take terribly long.
Yeah.
4 0 2 first.
Okay.
I think that, yeah, that
one's
the
same. I don't need to choose a school because I'm a sorcerer, not a wizard.
That's right.
Okay.
Should go with necromancy.
Necromantic dragon.
Ooh! Okay. I have a perfect justification for the runes. Universal. Arcane Mark. Inscribes a personal rune on an object or creature, visible or invisible. And since they're zero-level spells, I can do them as many times as I want.
Okay.
Now, does the Arcane Mark actually do anything?
No.
Or is it just inscribe?
It's a symbol.
It's just a mark.
Okay, well, you know what? It's fun. So I'm taking it.
Okay.
Nah.
How's it feel to be slightly bigger now? Or much bigger in the case of Jessica. You guys now fill out the rest of your square, right. And Jessica now takes up 4 squares.
So I get a name now?
Yes, you get a name. Sweet. They go through the naming ceremony and everything.
Do I save for any?
Let's see, going from 8 to 10... could I quickly see that? Yeah, I know you are.
My book.
Oh, that's your book?
Yeah.
Jay has my book, never mind. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, read magic would be definitely important.
Let's see.
If there's any scrolls, I can read what they
Jessica,
say.
All your saves go up by 1.
Okay.
Jay, all your saves go up by 1. Ryan, all your saves go up by 1.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
All my saves?
Yes.
Okay.
So base save instead of a 5, it's a 6. Okay, there's 2.
Okay.
What's the likelihood that we'll be experiencing any enemies of 4 hit dice or less?
Goblins. Oh, and by the way, for you two, any proficiencies that the class gets, you also get.
Oh, nice.
So, for example, you can now use daggers if...
I can ruffle plate.
Yeah, that's the point. It's nice. Like, you're doing the... What? My touch armor class is pitiful anyway.
I just have resistances versus touch magic.
No. If they're using touch spells, that means they're next to you. That's your resistance. Go ahead. No. Touch me.
I don't have to move.
Flanking with myself.
Okay. What does fatigue do to a target?
-2 basically on everything.
-2 on everything?
Mm-hmm.
AC, saving throws?
About, yeah.
Nice.
But okay. They will, of course, get a 14 save.
Sure.
I now have reach with my face.
You have now have reach with your claws. Your face has always had reach. So your claws reach here, your face reaches here. No, I'm sorry. Your claws reach here, your face reaches here. You have a very long face.
No, I just have a really long neck. So if I take the long reach feet
lunge, congratulations, your face reaches 20 feet.
Ha!
You have now effectively doubled, tripled your. Yeah, look at that. I bite that guy.
How? I stand on my hind legs and reach. Okay.
The gnomes go marching one by
Would
one.
Would shield give me a bonus?
Yeah, give you +4.
Okay, just checking, because I know that some types of
things
armor
don't
bonus
stack.
Don't stack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shield takes up your shield slot. So unless you're wielding a shield, you won't have a problem.
Well, yeah, and I'm not going to be wielding a shield.
That's why it's on the sorcerer list. Sorcerer and wizard. Because they're
I'm
not going to...
I'm also a dragon.
Have a buckler.
Eventually, I'm not sure if Jessica will wield a sword and shield, but I would like to see her with a greatsword.
Yeah!
You said you were going down the whirlwind attack way.
So she can just take her face and go. Frustrate's a better word.
Okay, frustrated at me. Same thing.
Not quite. If I was angry, I wouldn't want to touch you or anything. Frustrated, I'm trying to keep myself in a good mood. Which I'm doing for now. Hey, just so you listeners know, sorry for only having an hour and a half long game. The rest of it has thus far been spent on leveling up and answering random questions and then breaking into song occasionally.
I get by.
Are we going to continue after this?
Oh. I get happy.
You paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games. Hey,
don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. What? Okay. Who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.